Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome back to the Backwoods Lounge.
Backwoods backstage.
But
One
we
Music
lounging.
Fest.
At One Music Fest.
It's lit.
And I feel like we got a real treat because we got a special guest that we didn't even know was going to be here today. But I did know he was in the city giving food reviews. Got the whole town shook.
Sure.
I know him and his wife going to go home and wonder, I don't know what they eat down there. Those people going to starve to death.
I don't know how y'all do it, bro.
But we have, this point, world-renowned food critic,
food reviewer.
Honor.
And his lovely wife, none other than Ms. Keith. I mean, Mr. fucking Keith Lee. I'm sorry. I was thinking Keith and Miss Ronnie.
Yes, Ronnie Lee.
That's what I meant. It's an honor to be here. I can't even put this in the words.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Because everybody's waiting.
But so, again, this is one of the things I wanted to do. I don't have a bucket list. I don't really have many things I want to do for real. But talking to you, DC and Chico Bean, the pandemic, she was pregnant. That's all I would watch. I swear. I would not lie to you.
Brother.
When you asked to do this, I'm like, I don't do interviews with nobody. I'm a very quiet, sitting with my family, sit in the corner, eat food kind of person. But with you, absolutely. And T-Pain just walked off the stage. Gotta do that.
That's
mandatory.
First of all, man, I gotta salute you for the good things that you are doing out here for these people. You blessing people left and right. And you doing it organically.
I appreciate
it. And your opinion matters, man.
I appreciate
y'all. That's so dope. Yeah. Because we've seen, like, especially at the time when you really first start doing the food thing, and you know, like, we had the pandemic and people were trying to recover from that, and just by you stopping through and letting people know that you like it and support it, you brought so many people back, and you've given back so much of your blessing, and that's why you're going to always be blessed, brother.
Look, man, I believe in God. I'm just a vessel, and I've said that, and I'm going to continue to say it. I just eat food. I eat food, I pray, I stay with my family, I don't do nothing else. Everything that happened past that is meant to happen. God just put me in a place that I'm supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be there, and how I'm supposed to be there. That's why I'm sitting right here talking to you.
That's why it's amazing, because like, how does it feel to be chosen by the people to be one of those ones that they love and support the way that they do, man?
Surreal. Surreal, not even a word. When I tell you, every day I wake up, I be looking in the mirror like, I tell her all the time, we Craig and Day-Day. Yeah. How the hell everybody talking about, oh, that's Keith, that's Keith. I'm like, I'm really just eating food. If only you knew. Like, I don't be shooting content. I don't call my, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a content creator. I'm not an influencer. I'm literally just a vessel of God.
But I was going to say, what made you stumble into that? If you weren't creating content already prior to, like, doing the food content, what made you be like, you know what, I'm going to really just record this and let everybody know?
So I've always had very severe social anxiety.
Really?
I've been terrible. So I've been a professional fighter since 2015 or 2016. And I've always just, I always thought I was gonna be a professional fighter my whole life. So I wrestled all through high school. I went straight out of high school, straight to being a professional fighter. I fought in Bellator for 3 years. And with fighting, I don't do nothing but punch people in the face for a living. So I don't have to be friendly and talk and go out and mingle with people and socialize with people. I can literally just go to the gym, go home, and that's it. So that was my daily routine. And then I was doing fight interviews, and I was so skittish. I was skittish. I was nervous. I wouldn't look at nobody. I was sweating. It ruined my whole day. So I vividly remember during the pandemic, I remember asking her, like, what can I do about this social anxiety? Like, I don't want to go out nowhere. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to go around nobody. I'm doing these interviews, and I'm hating it. And I was like, but that's a super vital part of the game, because it's one thing to just be fighting, but you really got to be making your name known, especially when it comes to social media nowadays. So I was like, I'm going to just set up my phone. It's an app called TikTok that just came out. I'm like, I'm going to just set up my phone, and I'm going to just record myself and act like it's 1,000 people in front of me, and I'm going to just talk to the camera as if I was sitting in a room full of people. And it just started taking off. First, it was literally just me cooking, because I used to cook nonstop. I used to cook like 4 or 5 meals a day. So I was just cooking. She was pregnant at the time.
I'm eating. You cooking 4 or 5 times a day.
Oh, yeah. I was pregnant.
Oh,
okay.
So I literally would just cook for her. Anything she was craving, I would make it. And anything that she wanted, I would go get it. And that was just all my content. So I think I had gained like 1 million or like 1.2 million followers. And this was last year in November. At that point, I had like 1.2, 1.3 million followers. And People Versus Food, which is a YouTube channel, they reached out to me. It was like, hey, we want you to come on. And they do food reviews. So I asked her, I'm like, what would I post on my page that make people from their page actually come and follow me and not just come and watch? And she was like, post food reviews. You love eating food. We critique it anyway. So right. I'm in a crib and I'm eating just my food. And I'm like, it's like a 7. It's like an 8. And she like, bro, just do that and just turn the camera on. So I literally started doing it. I was like, I'm going to post one food review every day until we get on People Versus Food. We did that in November. We got on People Versus Food in December. By December, we went from 1.2 to 3.8 million followers within that
crazy.
Month. And
that's crazy.
It was insane. And it just like, when I say we was doing TikTok from 2020 to 2022, we'll be in 2023. So 2022. So 2 years it took me to get to 1.2 within from November to now, I'm at 14.1.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man, you just recently had a birthday, too, didn't you?
I did. I just turned 27.
Now, I was going to ask you this, because you had, you got this man, he out here
crazy.
Getting all these followers.
Crazy.
He was on the internet crying last
week. Man, like a baby.
The internet was like, he's crying. And then you came back like, so?
Look,
I'm
so,
happy.
Yes.
Nobody's used to seeing people be happy for real.
When I tell you, it's crazy. Since we've been doing this, we've been able to raise over $40,000 for a restaurant owner who had cancer in less than 24 hours.
Yes.
We've been able to raise over $60,000 for a food truck. His name was Mr. Gary, in under 24 hours.
Yes.
I ate this chocolate bar, and I told people it was good because it was really good to me. The lady was a teacher for 20 years. She was able to retire 48 hours after the review was posted.
Yeah.
All of this amazing things that we've been blessed enough to do, and all of these things, all these spaces we've been able to be in. And the Shade Room only posted me twice this year. And both times, it was me crying. And one, it was me crying at the BET Awards. Because again, last year, I was barely making ends meet. And I say barely, I mean like, we was getting food stamps. I was making, with fighting, I was making maybe like $1,000 per fight, $2,000 per fight, and I was making maybe $500-$600 with TikTok. So I'm barely making it, and we got kids. So to be here now at the BET Awards talking to y'all and being in spaces like this, of course I'm a cry.
Yeah.
I'm a real person. I'm not what people think I am. I'm literally exactly what you, what I portray is exactly who I am. I don't live under no mask. I don't live under no character. I'm a real nigga.
Well, it sounds like you work past your social anxiety.
When I tell you.
Because you're out here keeping it real than most.
When I tell you, so again, I think everything happens the way it's supposed to. My sister, my wife, my mom-in-law, my kids, I go everywhere with them. That's the way I'm able to be up here talking to y'all. Those are my social batteries. They plug in my social. If it wasn't for them, I'm in and out. I don't go nowhere by myself. Yeah. I'm getting better. Don't get me wrong. I'm getting a lot better. But me 2 years ago, he hella proud of me right now. I'm telling you, he's so proud of me. He like, you sitting on stage talking in front of people? I used to be a hermit. I'm telling you, bro.
Man, it's so crazy the spots that you pick to go and eat. Because it's like, it's a few of them places where it's like, I know you went to this one burger spot with like an old black dude. I was like, I knew that food was hitting. Well, I wish you could just mail me some shit sometime.
That's Mr. Gary you talking about. So it's crazy. When I tell you I don't shoot content, I mean it. Because I don't have no set up schedule. I don't have no people in my ear telling me where to go or what to do. I literally just follow what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing.
And you go off referrals a lot too.
So I either go off referrals or like emails, DMs. But a lot of times, like so yesterday, for example, I literally was in a car and I wasn't going through no emails, no DMs or nothing. I seen all the backlash all the other restaurants was getting, like the Atlanta Breakfast Club, Real Milk and Honey. It was getting crazy on Twitter. I'm talking about we was trending all last night, all off of like, these restaurants need to shut down. These rules is crazy. So I'm like, okay, we was sitting in the car. I'm like, I want to go to a place that has good customer service, good food, but don't nobody know about them. I was like, that's literally what I want and I'll be set for this trip. 5 minutes later, I got an email from a place called The Real Dining Experience. Yeah. We pulled up, nobody was in there but us. The guy who was our waiter, the nicest man I met since we've been in here.
Yeah.
The food was amazing. The customer service was amazing. And I literally asked for it before we went there. So when I tell you everything happens by divine timing for me and everything happens the way it's supposed to, I'm just aligned, bro.
Bro, I don't know if you've seen it, but Twitter is going nuts. Crazy right now that you're in Atlanta. They're like, you know how bad your customer service got to be for a Jamaican restaurant to win best customer
when
service?
When I tell you, bro, I got something in the vault.
Hey, man.
That's going to light Atlanta on fire.
You're not saying nothing that we haven't been saying as residents. I just, I tweeted the other week. That 10 chicken wings cost $24 around
they do.
Here.
More
it's
than that.
Crazy.
More, you can't sit nowhere. You can't order nowhere. You can't dine in. You can't take out. You can't even order food at a restaurant nowadays. How do you do this?
When we was at home, though, it was good things. It was like, come to Atlanta, like the food is good.
Man.
And they hyped us up. And then when we got here, I'm like, okay, somebody lying.
Yeah, somebody not telling the truth. But again, that's one thing that's real big with me. Yeah. Everybody's experience is going to be different. Everybody's taste buds is different. Everybody's going to have a different experience. So if you want to go to any of these restaurants, I encourage you to go and make your own opinion. I never want to believe or believe anybody's opinion is the end-all, be-all. That's what I always tell
you. I got a few spots I'm going to send you. How long you here?
We leave tomorrow.
Leaving tomorrow. All right, for the next trip, hit me and we're going to put the... I'm going to get with the city.
Bet.
We'll put the list together.
I told you, I'm only coming back for you, DC, and Chico. I'm not coming back for nobody else.
That works for us.
Bet.
We got a lot of black-owned restaurants in Atlanta. And you know, sometimes black-owned restaurants get the worst bid when it comes to customer service.
Now, I feel like he graded them on a real lenient scale. I just feel like the places that he might have went ain't the places that we would have went.
The thing.
But how do you
Asking locals. I'm asking like they. I'm
see,
going
to comments.
See,
that's the thing about it. We. I don't know. I don't feel like.
There's different kind of locals to
I ain't making excuses. I'm just feeling like you might have to just come back and let us take you to the spots that we go.
But you got to realize, you are the 1,000th person that told me that today.
So what?
But then, you the 1,000th person that told me that today. But
right.
So the issue,
but the chances are the same other 1,000 people who told you that are going to take you to the same place.
But the issue, it could be like, you say, oh, we got to go here because this is the best spot. And then I go, and it's going to be people in the comments like, you should have went here. You supposed
but
to go
I'm
here.
But what I'm saying, say for instance, you go to American Deli. But you don't go to the right one. So now you're going to think all of them are trash if we all going to the same two or three, even though it's 30 of them.
That's why I don't tell people. If I do like a local chain restaurant that everybody know about, I never tell people what location I go to for that reason. Because everybody got their favorite location, a better location.
Because even in Atlanta, if you go to the Waffle House tonight after you leave this, if you go to the wrong Waffle House, it's going to make the whole city look crazy. Because we know the Waffle House there we go to.
Yeah, facts.
And they don't even cook the food before they clean. They clean the grill first.
Right.
That's what happened when you went to that one, was the Real Milk and Honey? They was cleaning, the doors open, people were still eating.
I'll give you a trick,
chemicals being sprayed. It's crazy.
If you do want to hit the Waffle House, or you might just stop
through. I really just want to go to mom and pop shots.
Don't go to one if the cook not standing outside.
Smoking a cigarette.
If he ain't smoking or on the phone, just ride to another one. Trust me.
And it got to be a little dirty.
If your waitress not taking a nap in her car in front of the Waffle House, don't eat at that one.
Your Waffle House flow kind of got to be a little sticky. That's how you know it's going to be good.
A little syrup.
Yeah, a little bit. But I was going to say, as a food critic, how you know a restaurant going to hit? Like, we know that for the Waffle House. Like, if it's somebody sitting outside smoking and the flow sticky, this shit finna hit. How do you know a restaurant going to hit?
It's so different. Like, right now we on tour. And we going to every city. And,
where you at next?
Can I tell them?
You want me to drop it?
Go ahead.
No.
Right. We'll drop one. We got five on the list, so we'll tell you one. I'm not going to tell you what order we're going to go in, but one of them is D.C.
Okay.
One of them is D.C. Yeah, but we got a lot in. And again, so the main thing that we're doing right now, and back in March, we got reached out to a bunch of TV producing shows, and like they like, oh, we want you on Netflix, we want you on Hulu, we want you on all of this. But I'm very intentional. I'm very big on intent, and I'm very big on my family has to be included or I'm not doing nothing. Right. So a lot of these shows, they was cookie cutter. They was like, oh, we just want to fit you into the show that's already made. And I'm like, no, what are we going to do? We're going to show you that what we do works. So we're going to do it on our own, with our own money, with our own funds. I'm driving a Sprinter van. Right. We literally gonna get on feet and we gonna show you. We blessed enough to have the power of the people. And we gonna show you when we go to them tables, it ain't nothing that you can say. Cause now we got concrete evidence that it worked in Atlanta, it worked in New Orleans, it worked in Chicago, Detroit. We moving to all of the cities. So once we get to them tables, I'm putting it down on a piece of paper. Like, look, that's what we've been able to do. Now, what you about to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what's dope though? Is that this, none of the social media or the fame or the money is changing your integrity as
Absolutely
a person.
Not.
But I'm letting you know, as a black person from the black community, if you want to go out there and pursue some of them opportunities and get some of that money, we ain't going to be mad at you. We already know that your spirit is right and your core is right. You got a strong black woman behind you.
Yeah.
Bro, get you some of that paper, too.
Absolutely. Oh, don't get me wrong. Life is good. You hear me?
Yeah.
So we only charge big corporations that have a marketing budget, but we charge them well. Real well. I don't charge no mom and pop shops. I don't charge no restaurants because I want an authentic experience. But when it comes to them corporations, my family got to eat.
You let them know that, bro. And you stand on that.
Absolutely. Ten
and
toes.
You keep doing your thing, bro.
Ten toes. Again, this is an honor of mine to be. This is crazy.
Bruh,
yeah, that's crazy.
You the talk of the town right now. I don't know if you notice.
When I tell you, Atlanta is different.
It's unreal.
Different. It's
unreal. What you mean by different? I'm an Atlanta native, so I love it.
When I say different, I mean like y'all are interested in the drama. Real interested.
In
like,
drama?
When I say a lot of restaurants or a lot of places that we went to, they'll be like, okay, cool. He don't like the food, so we still gonna go. With Atlanta, it's like, I've been waiting for you to tear that motherfucker down. Tear it to the ground, burn it. And Twitter on fire. They're like, man, I've been waiting for... Somebody was like, yeah, my baby mama went over there 2 days ago, and they did the same thing to her. Tear it down.
Yeah.
So exactly. It's like, it's different, the amount of reception that we got here. I will say, the people here, other than the restaurant owners, but the people here have been amazing.
Yeah.
Been absolutely amazing.
That's the thing about That's the thing that makes this city great. Is we have so many different people from many different places, and the people who are from here love it so much that they try to make sure you have an authentic Atlanta experience.
I can feel it too, because just going in through the like streets, like I'm driving, I'm in a Sprinter, we ain't got no tent. People running up to the side of the car, like, oh, that's Keith.
Yeah.
People running in the middle of the green lights. Yeah, it's crazy out here, but I love it.
and to see our people.
Yeah.
We in Vegas.
Yeah.
So
we don't get many of us, bro.
It's not.
It's a fish pond. You get a bunch of everything. You come here and you see all this melanin.
Yeah, all this melanin.
I said, okay, well, I just, let me get me some property up in here I'm real comfortable, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like a cookout. That's how we feel today. Sure. Like, we just kicking it with our country cousins backstage and just vibing out. Like, it's lit. That's how Atlanta is. Like you said, especially if you good people, you got good character, you do good business. Absolutely. It ain't nothing. Like, we look out and we love each other. And it's like, it's inspiring to see other blacks doing things that they love to do and being super dope and successful in it. Like yourself. I think it just shows the next generation, like, it's so much more you can do. And that's what I learned from growing up in Atlanta. Like,
that's what I was getting ready to ask y'all now, man. It's like, all of this is coming so fast. Like, you haven't even had time to, you know what I mean, sit and organize and plot and plan. Like, what's next for you and your family, my boy?
Whatever God want me to be at, I'm going to be there. Wherever I'm supposed to be, I'm going to be. And I truly believe that. I can see us in a lot of spaces. I can see us in a fashion space. I can see us in a TV show space, movies. I really want to set up a food tour to where in every city that we go to, the places that we be in, you can set up, like, or you can buy tickets and you automatically get chauffeured to those places. All of those places get all of the funds. We don't take nothing off the top. They get everything. And we just set up a long-lasting Keith Lee effect.
Man, you know what would be dope? I was just sitting here thinking, what if y'all did, like, a dinner party in all these different cities, right? Like, you find a dope-ass chef and have them sponsor a dinner party. Like,
that'd be fire.
Let people buy tickets and come in and kick it.
What we're doing right now, in every city, we trying to rent out an ice cream truck and just pass out ice cream. That's like when we was in California, we bought out this random vendor's ice cream truck and we just walked around the neighborhood passing out ice cream. So, and then we post where we at. So if you want to come hang out with us, you can hang out with us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I just want to drive it. You know what ice cream truck I can get? We've been trying to find one since we've been here. I just want to get an ice cream truck, completely buy it out, and just pass it out for free.
You've been trying to find an ice cream truck?
Ice cream truck.
Well, let me tell you this, Atlanta.
Somebody got one in their backyard.
Nah, it's some hood.
Off Gresham
Road.
We
got some ice cream trucks. Yeah. But don't be surprised if they got like a window unit AC hanging out of like a regular van.
That's cool. Hey, I'm from Detroit.
No, but I love that as a creative, you always doing things that are like philanthropic and just giving back.
For sure.
That's really dope. Because a lot of creatives just doing it, like you said, to get on and thinking about themselves or even just being their family.
I love how it don't affect them. Like, you ain't get the money and was like, I'm rich, bitch.
I didn't even want to come here. I'm not even going to lie to you. I didn't even want to come here. My family was like, they want to go to the One Music Fest. I'm like, I guess we at the One Music Fest. I've never been to a festival. When I tell you, my social anxiety has always been there. So it's like, I've never really like done a lot of crowded areas. But for my family, I'm going everywhere.
Bruh,
I'm a soldier. I'm putting my feet on the ground.
Whatever it was, man, God worked it out.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to get over it because the people love you and we following you.
For sure.
And just know we love your family like our family, bruh. And
that's
the way you stood up for your family the other week and say, you can say whatever you want to about me. Keep my family out of this.
Fact.
Man to man, that's the biggest respect. Bro. And keep doing your thing, Keith Lee. You stay on his ass and make sure he keep
come outside. Keep bringing it out.
Salute to the family that y'all got. I know they over there.
Yeah, the whole fam over there.
Kids is out kicking it tonight at One Music Fest.
That's love.
Brother, next time you come down here, let us take y'all to one of our favorite restaurants and we'll have some dinner, lunch, or something like that.
How about this? So my family, I'm a secret shopper. So my family, they go order my food for me. They make sure that they don't know it's me. And when I get my food like everybody else. And they come bring it to the car. I do my review and then I go in and maybe I'll talk to them, but more like we just leave and then post a video and they'd be like, oh, he was already here kind of thing. How about we do that? How about you go order food?
Oh, no,
because
I'm calling all the restaurants.
Don't tell them I'm here.
From the time you leave,
from
the time you leave until you come back, I'm just going to be like, yeah, bitch, my cousin Keith coming back. And they're going to be like, Keith who? I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let my shit not be right. Let my shit not be right. Let one wing be too little. Let one. Because you know they got some few places out here selling them little bit-ass wings.
Them mini wings.
Again, we got some stuff in a vault, but them wings like this big.
Little.
This, and they had drenched in buffalo sauce.
I don't know what part of the chicken that came from.
Me either. I don't know if it came from a chicken.
Squirrel shoulders.
Little baby bird. Little baby bird.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all stopping through the Backwoods Lounge and kicking it with us.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to see what y'all got coming up.
I can't
in the
wait
future.
To see this. I'm about to watch this back 1,000 times. Like, ain't no way I was talking to them.
85 South Show, Keith Lee and family. We out of here.
Backwoods backstage. Yes.
Backwoods backstage.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank y'all.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.